You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, longtime Motherlode arts advocate,
yes, sir,
BZ Smith. Good morning, BZ.
Good to see you, Mark, and I just can't thank you enough for letting me join you on such short notice.
Absolutely. This is because sometimes events happen in life with no warning. And In this case, a very close friend of yours and ours.
And one of our most outstanding musicians in the whole community.
Had a life-altering event. What happened?
That is the truth. Peggy Riza, our very own ukulele empress, suffered a massive heart attack on the morning of August 14th. It was quite a shock. And to try to keep a long story short, she ended up having to have open heart surgery the next morning at Doctors Medical Center in Modesto. She had a open heart quadruple bypass surgery. Everything was all blocked up in that gal's big old heart. And thank God she did survive. I got to tell you, it was a real touch and go situation. But Peggy has survived, and now she's in what is going to be a very long and difficult rehab period for her.
I'm glad she survived. Unfortunately, there are cause factors with something like this as well.
Absolutely huge. This is a working artist, and I rephrase that, a working artist. That means that her primary income source, she has other small income, but her other income comes from teaching ukulele lessons in the community and at Columbia College, doing performances. She also does visual arts and working with her sisters to do a visual art product that they do together. And that means attending crafts fairs and being on the road all the time. And all of that has come to a screeching halt with this event. We notified the college that she was going to have to cancel her classes for this semester. All of her private ukulele students know that they're on hold, but they're also part of the team helping her. No more gigs because she can't drive. And the art is on hold until further notice. So it's really difficult for somebody who is so creative and talented to suddenly have their primary income stream just stop.
There is going to be a local fundraiser for Peg. And when is that going to take place?
A week from this coming Sunday, on September 15th, the fundraiser called Peg Oh My Heart is going to take place at the Columbia Firehouse, which is right on Yankee Hill Road at the corner of Bigler Street. And we're having a heart healthy potluck for everybody in the community. And there's going to be all kinds of really neat activities going on during this event. It starts at 3 o'clock. And we're requesting a $10 donation at the door that will go to help with Peggy's medical costs.
And when you say potluck, are you also encouraging the public to bring a potluck item?
By golly, we're doing it the old-fashioned community way. Rather than hiring a caterer and having to charge a lot more for people to come, we just decided, let's have a potluck. Let's keep it heart-healthy recipes. And we are asking people to make a $10 donation when they arrive that will go towards Peg. We'll have beverages there and all of the plates and all that stuff that you need for eating. But, you know, what a wonderful opportunity to do things the old-fashioned way and just go back to having a potluck.
And there will be live music and raffles?
Oh, my God, will there be live music? We've lined up the Brothers Strong to play, a wonderful local band that's playing all over the place nowadays. Brian Massey, who is formerly of Thick Soup, and his wife, Susie Easley, who is the singer for Swing Jatan, they're going to be performing together, which they normally don't do. We're excited about that. Richard Scholler, wonderful singer-songwriter in our community. Mark Stoltenberg, another fantastic singer-songwriter from our area, and a real treat for everybody. Now's the time to see these guys. Cactus Bob and Prairie Flower of Faux Renoir are going to be there in all of their wonder. They've been performing with Peggy for nearly 40 years, and they were right on to come out and volunteer their time. All these musicians are volunteering their time because they all love Peggy.
Well, Peggy has a lot of friends, and it clearly shows. So this is going to take place Sunday, September 15th, 3 p.m. through 9 p.m. at the Columbia Firehouse in Columbia. for those who cannot make it to this fundraiser, yes. Is there a way they can donate and get a hold of you?
Absolutely. We have some different ideas that we're kicking around. First of all, anyone is welcome to call me at 209-559-7697 if you would like to make a donation to Peg.
Is she aware of the love of what this community is doing?
It is really coming to her. It's been really interesting. The first week or so, we weren't quite sure whether Peggy was home inside of that brain. And now we're seeing more and more and more of Peggy. But we're hopeful that there's a chance that her cardiologist might let her make the journey here to Columbia for this event. But we'd also don't want to push her. And,
right.
And being around big crowds of people right now, it would just kind of not be the best thing. So she might not be in attendance, but she'll, you know, we're all going to be there for her. And she just cried when we told her about what was happening and the generosity that's coming forward already. And she just is so deeply moved by that. She's just blown away that people are being so generous with her in this way.
Life altering events can happen in a split second.
That's what she told me. She said she knows that she has had a second chance at life and her life's going to change. I just want to tell everybody out there, if you smoke, you dang well better stop right now, unless you want to have open heart surgery and have your sternum broken and have four of your arteries clogged. Because according to the doctors, Peggy's been a lifelong smoker. And the bottom line is that was the largest cause of this heart attack.
Any final words, Beezy?
Quit smoking.
Beezy Smith, local arts advocate, Peg of My Heart fundraiser, Sunday, September 15th, Columbia Firehouse, 3 p.m. through 9 p.m. Thank you, Beezy.
Thank you, Mark.